As it was a scoping study that based on existing material, probably you are aware. I think that the advantage of the study is that it brings information from different parts of boreal forests. And well, again, not going into details, that would be quite interesting to see also differences between especially North American, European, and Asian parts of that and different way. For example, it's maybe not going into even this managed or protected, but in addition to species composition, there are different ways how these forests react to forest fires, and so on and so on. Plus, unfortunately, the finding was that, thank you for this question, that in general, it is quite difficult to get information that is specific to these two categories, whether managed, non-managed forest, and behavior of both of these. But thank you for this question, because it's very important for our, not this item, but next one that we are going to work on, forest damage and disturbance assessment, where this perspective could be very, very important for our future work, if, of course, it is supported. Thank you.